Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another surprise edition of the Atomic Drop Show. This might be actually considered the ever-famous cruise control report. We are live with live breaking news. As you may or may not know, this is Dark Wednesday. Whenever any kind of releases happen in mass quantities, it is known as Dark Pick Your Day. But with that, we are here sadly with these breaking news. We are sad to see these wrestlers Future Endeavored. And with more on the Future Endeavorment is my co-host Kyle Cruz. Kyle, how you doing?
I mean, it's a sad situation, so not doing too well. There are a number of WWE superstars from the main roster. I can confirm that there have been cuts to NXT Performance Center recruits and PC staff as well. Those names I cannot get into at the moment, but those that have been floating around, Drake Maverick, EC3, Leo Rush, Kurt Hawkins, Eric Young, Heath Slater, several producers in the company as well. I believe the Hurricane, Shane Helms, Finley is gone. I mean, these are all massive hits, but Finley's gonna hurt for sure. Kurt Angle, he was doing producer work. He's gone.
Damn.
Aiden English has been cut as well. I'm hearing more names. I am okay. Lance Storm, who was also doing some producer duties as well. He's gone as well. Yeah, this is
bad.
It's bad, man. It is really, really bad. WWE was named by Florida Governor Ron DeSantis yesterday as an essential business. And reaction has been swift and not at all positive. The company has taken a hit from a PR perspective. This isn't going to help. A lot of good people have lost their jobs. People that and I'm going to try and be as unbiased as possible. A lot of good people who, if nothing else, are really good at their jobs. They have been furloughed. Some have been fired, but a lot of them find themselves in an uncertain time, kind of like the rest of us here, as we deal with the fallout from COVID-19. I don't have an exact total, but names keep flying in. I'm getting texts, and I'm scrolling through you know, Twitter and all sorts of social media to find out the next name on the list, but. This could go on for a while. There's a lot of people within the system, and I'm sure there are more names to come, but it's really, really sad, man.
I foresee this hurting the Andre the Giant Memorial Battle Royal next WrestleMania season.
I mean, we do have another year before that. Shoot, man, at this point, man, I don't even know if LA's going to have this WrestleMania, man. With all that, I mean, we just don't know. You know, a year away, who knows? I saw a report either late last night or early this morning saying that the U.S. could face four waves of the virus. I don't know how true that is. I would certainly hope not, but you never know in these kinds of situations.
Absolutely, absolutely. It is a definitely a sad time, indeed. There we go.
Are you about to pour one out for the homies or what?
I am. It's gotten me so bad. I'm going to become like an alcoholic before this is all said and done.
Oh, man. Yeah. There's a lot of bad stuff here. I'm going to just refresh the feed.
I wish we were coming out with more happier news today.
Especially now, there's a lot of negative, just everything going on in the world, and for whatever you think about AEW, for whatever you think about WWE, and them going on and producing shows, it was still something to watch, and it was still something for us to kind of get our recent fix. But now, you know, like, you have AEW and NXT tonight, and it's like, well, they're, you know, it's going to be hard to watch these shows and not think about the hardworking people, whether they're on the roster, whether they're,
but this could have been the last show they recorded too.
Well, so we're actually going to get into this on our live show coming up tomorrow night, but we're all doing live. They're all doing live shows. Sorry, I'm speaking from a certain perspective, but WWE, they're doing all live shows. They're like from this past Friday on SmackDown, they are live. So right. They're not doing any pre-taping for the foreseeable future, and we can go into all of that on our episode as well. But WWE, they are doing live shows. You know, a good buddy of mine, he's there at the Performance Center as they prepare to have NXT tonight, and it's all live, and
yeah, it's the only thing live outside of seeing the president come on television live.
This is true. I mean, you know, it could be more entertaining than WrestleMania for whatever reason, whatever way you you come down politically on that. But yeah, man, there's just a lot of crappy times right now. Just wanted to give you this update. Kurt Hawkins, Brian Myers. He posted this a few minutes ago on Twitter. He says, and I quote, "Last time I got fired, I had a really funny tweet in response to it. Doesn't really feel appropriate today. I will say this. A lot of very talented people lost their jobs today. And out of this disaster, the pro wrestling community will rise stronger than ever."
Yay!
So there is a bit of encouragement from one of the superstars, from one of the contractors or employees, or just, you know, part of that WWE family, trying to provide rally some encouraging words, trying to.
And Hawkins also has his own wrestling school too that he has.
Yes, he does, and I don't remember the name of the school. It would be, I wish I knew it off the top of my head.
Give me one moment. At least sure. I can try to contribute some breaking news here. Best as I humanly can.
No worries, man. So here is, I know that Leo Rush posted a message on Twitter. It is currently 2:32 Eastern time as we record this. Not exactly sure when this is going to be posted, but hopefully it won't be too outdated. But he posted this. He says, "To all of my fellow coworkers, whatever happens today or the remainder of this week, just know we're all going to be good. Once a family, forever a family. Hashtag wrestling." You have a lot of concern from, talents inside of WWE, you know, sending their well wishes to those that have been released. You know, I've seen people from AEW, you know, tweet the same as well, independent wrestlers as well. Just the entire wrestling community overall we're all affected by this. And, you know, for everybody who's been on wrestling Twitter the last like 48 hours, it's been kind of a roller coaster. We've gone from we can get into that later tomorrow night as well, but it's been a heck of a wild ride. If you can add, I'm not sure if you know the name or if you found the name
it
of
is,
that wrestling
Create a Pro Wrestling Academy.
Create a Pro Wrestling Academy. And do you know where that's located?
That is located in... Contact us. Hicksville, New York.
Hicksville, New York. How far away is that from you?
Let's see how far away that is from the crow flies. Hicksville, New York. Let's ask none other than good old Siri here. Do we want with tolls or to avoid tolls?
It doesn't matter.
Okay, let's go with tolls.
Okay. Starting route to
Hicksville. It is going to take us 6 hours.
So 6 hours away from where you are located up in upstate New York. This is crazy. I'm continuing to look. Okay, so one more go around here. This is Justin Labar reporting a minute ago at 2:34 p.m. Eastern Standard Time to add to the to some of the names of the producers that I said earlier. I already said Fit Finley, Shane Helms, Lance Storm. You could also add Sarah Stock, Lance Armstrong, Pat Buck, Sean Devari, Mike Rotunda, IRS, and Billy Kidman.
Damn.
Yeah, man.
I'm more surprised about Billy Kidman because he was part of Raven's flock, and Raven was so good at being miserable.
I don't understand. What just happened right now? What does that have to do with any of this, brother?
No, I just wanted to relive the quote that we gave on last Thursday, which was Raven is good at being miserable.
Yes, that is my fault. That hey, did we like name the episode that?
No, we should have. All right. Maybe this week's episode will be. But what about Raven? Okay.
What about me? What about Raven? What about all of these people who have unfortunately, it's bad, just have lost their job. Yo, this is bad. This is bad.
You're just bleeding, man.
Oh man, I'm in shock. I'm getting texts, you know, from friends in the industry and, you know, people who are in this, you know, just kind of in the trenches there. And it's bad, man. It's a bad, bad situation.
Who do you find most surprising so far?
Who do I find most surprising? Yes. Well, I mean, just if we're going to just take it day by day, I guess. If we're just thinking in terms of direct television, I would say Drake Maverick because he was announced as one of the eight men in the, you know, in the tournament to crown a new interim cruiserweight champion. That's my immediate pick just because he was already advertised. And he was like part of the first, I believe he was part of the first four announced. So that was just kind of not random, but just weird. Overall, oh man, who am I most surprised by? If we're talking about people who are making, you know, serious differences on television, I would venture to say Lio Rush because he was a former cruiserweight champion. I'm surprised by him.
He got some heat with that Asuka comment back in the day against Emma.
I mean, right, you know, but that was, you know, like there's been a lot of growth and, you know, time since then. What I think it's been, what, like 2.5 years, something crazy like that, right?
Yep.
So, you know, so people can grow beyond those moments. Oh, wait a minute. I have to confirm this. I don't know if this is true or not. I have to scroll through. I don't want to say the name.
rumor is. Rumor running wild. Speculation.
There's speculation.
Not on good authority.
Wait a minute now. I'm hearing the name. Famed referee, senior official, Mike Chioda?
No!
No, man. This isn't... No. This is... All right. More reaction here on Twitter. Fit Finley, to everyone on God's green earth, thank you for the kind words. I've been doing this for 46 years in wrestling. I pray that you all get through this and we can share a hug and drink again. Stay healthy. One more name that I do want to add, but I want to get Kurt Angle's reaction as well. And I will share a quote that I got in a group chat. So this says from Kurt Angle, I wanted to say thank you to the WWE for the time I spent there. I made many new friends and had the opportunity to work with so many talented people. To the superstars, continue to entertain the WWE universe as well as you possibly can. They are the best fans in the world. Hashtag it's true. I just saw, yes, that Sarah Logan, she is now gone as well.
Damn it.
Sarah Logan, that is the latest name.
Deeper.
One of the people just on the other side of the of the spectrum, this person is with All Elite Wrestling. They texted, this is really hurting everybody. There ain't no damn war if nobody gets any real work.
Hey, truth of that. Holy crap.
And this is really, 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 really sad. For what it's worth, and I'm not trying to cast any aspersions on WWE. I am not pro AEW. I'm not pro WWE. I am pro wrestling business and I am pro wrestler. I am pro talent. I am pro staff. I am pro pro people. The person did say that that there was a meeting with AEW talent and management and Tony Khan. They did say. Management did say that there are to be no layoffs, that everybody will continue to be covered during this, during this pandemic, that, what is happening right now will not will be like it just won't occur. We don't know. I mean, absolutely. Plans obviously change. We don't know the extent of how long this is going to be and if there's, more cuts that need to be made and more changes that need to be made for both of these companies. Sorry, I'm just checking.
Okay.
I am just means. Checking my feed here.
You are bringing out more news faster than what I can humanly get out.
Wow.
Sarah Logan was such a good wrestler too.
Sarah Logan, she was really, you can say, underused, undervalued. I mean, that
he was a sleeper.
I mean, yes. And we can talk about that just at a different time. I think now, there's a sense of, stability that one is missing now, because somebody just texts me right now and says this is effing terrifying, man. Like and it's true. You just don't know. You have to think about these agents and these wrestlers who have, who've worked their entire lives, worked their entire careers to get to this point, thinking they were safe, just even like a week ago, you know, like just thanking God or, you know, thanking whatever they do believe in, that they have, you know, some kind of certainty, some kind of assurances being there, you know, and having a full time job, especially in wrestling. And for a lot of people, that's now gone. And I think that that's the most important thing, you know, rather than just in this particular moment talking about, you know, how underused or, you know, just all that stuff. Like I agree, but it goes beyond your spot on the card. It's like it's real life stuff right now, and it sucks. Like this is just all bad for everybody, man.
I mean, I don't know what to say or even do. I mean, all we could do is just sit there and wish all our condolences, and I feel like that's not even worthy of enough to say that. It's kind of like, what more can you do? The best thing that we can honestly do right now is support local pro wrestling and support, go see an indie show. If you see these guys out there, go to your local indie show. Make sure you buy a ticket. Make sure you cheer for them. Make sure that you, if they have a booth, you buy some gimmicks from them. Just go out there and support them any way humanly possible, because that is honestly the only thing we can humanly do right now until this pandemic gets situated. Or send them out a tweet. I'm sure they're getting inundated with tons of tweets or follows and retweets and like that too. But just help them too, because pro wrestling is a very tight-knit community, and I know that wrestling fans are one of the most honest and sometimes cutthroat fans out there, right next to maybe Major League Soccer.
Sure.
And I just feel like this might be the only time that we can actually do something for them.
Well, I mean, and you mentioned, you know, going out to indie shows, and absolutely, but even that is, you know, like we'll need some kind of crystal ball to try and evaluate when even those are going to be back. You know, my local, well, I mean, I'm across the country, but the indie that I work for, oh yeah, just a couple miles, you know, a couple miles, couple thousand miles, whatever. So the indies that I work for, you know, one of them said it's likely they're not going to run until 2021. And it's like, that's a lot of work that, you know, and just taking myself out of it, but there's a lot of good people. There's a lot of good wrestlers there, you know, a lot of great production people, a lot of, you know, just overall good people that are missing out on these opportunities to try and make a living. And so, you know, just until the indie scene, you know, comes back in whatever kind of form, you know, check their Twitter, check social media. I'm sure they are going to start plugging, you know, their pro wrestling tees stores and their, you know, just and their merch shops, just to try and just try to recover what they've lost monetarily. But I can't even imagine just the mental mental anguish that everybody involved is going through. Nobody can, you know, could have prepared for any of this, just in and out of wrestling, and just to wake up one day and just lose a lot, you know, like lose your livelihood. It is awful, and this whole thing is just garbage. It sucks
right now. Russ Weekland, Twitter handle, Mr. Sandwich, 96, just tweeted out 1 minute ago, "Attention, Heath Slater. Use this moment to get back in the best shape of your life and return to WWE to complete the 3MB Championship Trilogy. Hashtag, we will see you again."
Man, I mean, yeah.
It's the only thing to do, man.
Yeah, that's about it, man. That's about it.
What else can you do? You just sit there. You just get swole as hard as you can, says the guy drinking a beer right now.
This is reporting from Justin Labard. It's not any names, but it says, so somebody on Twitter posed a question to him, says, any idea if this is temporary, and as soon as things get back to normal, they'll have their jobs back. Justin Labar, in response said the wording by Vince was employees are furloughed with hope to bring them back. But he added active wrestlers are not employees. So again, these
stupid independent contract stuff.
So once again, you know, we are talking about, you know, the staff, the, you know, the just everybody but in ring or on air talent, you know, there is, you know, a hope that they could come back. Now, you know, for the number of wrestlers in which we've talked about, there isn't really any hope. I'm getting information about what AEW is going to do. I'm probably going to tell you this off the air about what they're planning on doing.
I like to imagine nothing. Cody Rhodes right now with like a big giant fishing net saying, I'll take you, and scooping them all up. That's what I envision. I don't know how true that is or not. It's just the image I have saying, and I'll take you, and I'll take you, and I'll take you.
Well, I think, you know, at this point, you just want everybody to be protected, and you want, you know, just everybody to be covered. I don't think that's particularly feasible, but certainly in a perfect world, you would just want, you know, want people to go somewhere that, you know, they have steady work, they have a steady paycheck. Dude, this is bad, man. Let me scroll through.
We've been through a lot of black weekday firings, but this one is the most cutthroat, I feel like. And I know back in during the old show, I wanted to do the Future Endeavor draft, and I'm kind of sad at myself for even considering that thought now, looking at 2020 and everything that's happened.
Right. So there is a video message on Twitter from Drake Maverick. He uses all 2 minutes and 20 seconds. I don't know if you want to play the entire thing, but he gives his immediate thoughts.
Oh, he looks so sad.
Yes. So you must be looking at. Yeah, it's.
I see it. Yep. I'm trying to refresh as fast as I can. Oh man, that poor dude.
Yeah. It's this isn't good, homie. This isn't good. Not good. I am really just really sad for everybody, dude. This is it's brutal.
It's hard to come to grasp with, but given the week that WWE's had with everything, XFL, and then finding out that the WWE had stockhold in that, and then learning that WWE is working with the Florida governor, to Vince McMahon working as an advisor for the president to try to reopen the sporting economy. I mean, we made an episode called "Is This the Best Week Ever for WWE?" And I do not know if this will ever be the best week ever. I think this by far could be the humanly worst week outside of a human tragedy for WWE. This is just unheard of bad, like you said, bad PR all the way around for WWE. And this is not what they are built upon or what they want to be represented, but there is no clean-cut way to humanly exercise these demons without letting it be known to the human public. And why they chose this week to do that instead of next week is completely beyond me.
But here's the thing, though. You know, just one of the worst things, and I can't say it's the absolute worst because we don't know what the absolute worst is. We, you know, but that's the concern, is that we don't know how long this is going to last.
No.
You know, like it, you know, it could be Dark Wednesday, but it could just be, you know, a dark, you know, period of months or we just don't know, because the nature of this virus, the nature of the economy, just all of it just doesn't, like, there's so little that's in our control that you really can't predict what's going to happen. I have to do a huge shout out to my guy, Eddie Kingston, one of the, you know, great talkers in the industry. You know, he's a buddy of mine. He posted on Twitter, and Kingston has had wars and he's had matches with a lot of people within WWE, you know, those who remain and those who have gotten let go. And he put it like this. He says, without struggle, there is no progress. I think that that is true. And I think that it's going to take quite a bit of time to separate this moment from that, you know, from that word. But it is true. It is a trying time for a lot of people right now. But within this, there will be progress. There has to be. There has to be. But I just hope it comes sooner than later.
Because I follow a majority of all these wrestlers that got released on my Instagram account, and my Instagram is always jammed with stories. And I sit there and I always mutter when it's like, God, why are there so many damn stories I got to sit there and try to get through? Not a single damn one from any wrestler. Not a single damn one. And that is a majority of my freaking feed. It's just straight up wrestlers.
Yeah, it's a crazy time.
You know, it's who crazy I'm time. Surprised about?
Who are you surprised about?
I mean, still flying, like, you know my undying love for Cesaro, but I don't know where he sits on the ladder, or even Rusev too. I mean, I don't want to call out their shots, but they are.
Yeah, man, I don't want to.
It's just like. It's just bizarre. I mean,
well, you certainly don't want to speculate. You know,
I'm not speculating at all. I'm just
who's going to keep, and you know, who's going to lose. But you do kind of have to think about those people. About, you know, just who's, you know, for as much as I don't want to necessarily have a conversation of whether somebody like Sarah Logan was underutilized. You know, that might have to creep up in the back of your mind, like, well, you know, who's not being used on television, you know, could they be on the proverbial chopping block? You really don't want to think about that because you don't know, you know, why certain people were let go and why they weren't. I don't really know if that's fair to do. But you know, it's hard not to really think about that. Just wanted to read you this tweet from Ali, from Mustafa Ali. Four simple words. It says, lift up the fallen. Lift Yay. Up the fallen. And I support that sentiment here on this dark Wednesday. A lot of trash going on right now. A lot of bad news happening. No Wade Barrett.
No, yeah, definitely no Wade Barrett at all. It's just crazy to even. I mean, we knew these cuts were coming, but not to this extent. When we think of cuts, we're thinking maybe about five people, not clearing off a whole entire slate of individuals.
Just wanted to recap the names so far. This is 12 minutes ago. Kurt Angle, Aiden English, Drake Maverick, Kurt Hawkins, Carl Anderson, Luke Gallows, Heath Slater, EC3, Eric Young, Leo Rush, Lance Storm, Shane Helms, Dave Fit Finley, Scott Armstrong, Pat Buck, Sarah Stock, Sean Devari, Billy Kidman, and Mike Chioda. That is.
I can't believe Mike Chioda, man.
Yeah, yeah.
So that is now confirmed.
Whoa! Wait a minute. So hold on a second. Hold on a second. So, part of me wants to watch this Drake Maverick video, because according to the timeline, it says that they released Drake Maverick, but they're letting him wrestle in the cruiserweight tournament.
Oh.
Well, but I mean, that is dark if that's indeed true. It probably doesn't make for great radio, but I really want to fire this up.
Don't put your bets on him.
I really want to check out this video.
Check it out.
I don't want to lose my place on the feed. Hold on a second. When we start to wrap up here, which I'm not sure, you know, I was totally anticipating this to be a little quick, you know, quick show. It's turning into not quite that, because we are breaking news
left and right
all the time here, all the time.
The Mr. Wolof 2012 just posted on Twitter. I keep checking Twitter. Did I get fired from at WWE?
Who's this?
Mr. Wolf, WULFF 12. I keep checking Twitter. Did I get fired from WWE?
I mean, a lot of people.
I feel like we all got fired.
I don't know, man. It's weird. Like, I know, it's just trying to make fun and levity, just trying to bring, you know, some laughs, but like, just like, it just might be me. And if it is just me being like just too sensitive about it, I'm sorry, but I'm not finding any humor.
You're a little bit closer to these individuals than I can be.
I mean, yeah, you know, because these are people I've,
they're
you
your
know,
friends.
Like, I'm,
you could,
like,
you, they are your friends, you're your confidants, you've worked with them, you've been with them, you know them a little bit better than I ever could dream of. So I understand how this is honestly affecting you.
It's people, I mean, you know, I'm sure I've said this on multiple occasions on our show. You know, I live like legitimately 5 minutes away from the Performance Center. Like, I am down the street, and I have a lot of friends who work there, and a lot of friends who would go in every day, and they don't go in like they won't go in anymore. They have to find new jobs, new hustles, and all this kind of stuff, and so yeah, it's a, you know, you want to try and put a positive spin, try to put, you know, just try to bring some laughter, but man, these people are hurting. You know, the people obviously who got released and furloughed, you know, they're hurting, but even those that are still there that have made it, they're hurting too. This is going to be an interesting time for the next few weeks of, you know, just even evaluating and watching the product to see, you know, how people carry on. Let's see. I want to continue on to,
I just 15 seconds ago, I don't know how true this is, Eric Rowan, Primo Cologne, and Epico Cologne.
Wow. So first things first, Primo and Epico, they've been with the company for more than a decade. Seems like what, 2007, yep. 2008, something
still
like that.
I'm still waiting to get my vacation dream house from them.
Oh, back when they were the Shining Stars?
Yes.
Yes. Yeah, dude. You know, it is, you know, they've been with the company for a very long time. It kind of felt like just they almost got to a point to where they were like, it's a bad example because he technically did leave for a time, but they kind of felt like a Pat Patterson to where, like, if somebody, like, you just knew wasn't ever going to leave, or, like, a Michael Hayes who you knew was just never going to leave, you know, just for whatever reason, Primo and Epico, whether it had to do with the connection with Puerto Rico, or, you know, just whatever that was, it just seemed like they were never going to leave. Sorry, it's
not to interrupt. It's according to WrestlingInc.com, Primo, Epico, and Rowan have been released.
So yes, WrestlingInc.com, they, you know, I will consider them reputable here as well. Big Red, Eric Rowan.
I see a future Bludgeon Brothers reunion AEW now.
Well, I mean, they're Dark Order. I mean, let's see. But here's the thing. Like, you have, you know, Harper or Brody Lee playing this Vince character with the Dark Order, which correct me if I'm wrong, just because I don't really watch AEW too often. You are the resident elite guy.
Go figure.
But, you know, he's, you know, he's doing this gimmick. And, you know, it just seems kind of like, I wonder how that's going to, like, how that gimmick would change with this news, because they don't want to come off as insensitive with the loss of so many jobs. So I'm curious to see how that's going to play out over the next few weeks and months on All Elite Wrestling,
so
Dynamite, Dark.
I'm going to give you, to put this in perspective, I found the 2007 Black Friday, whatever it was, release. Are you ready?
I am.
Crime Time, Chris Masters, Nick Desmore, Rob Van Dam, Scott Taylor, Booker T, Daivari, Joey Mercury, Rob Conway, Sullivan Gurnier, Rene Dupree, Rosie, Tori Wilson, Mike Mondo, Johnny Jeter, Tess, Sabu, Big Vito, Sandman, Tatanka, Gemini, Roadkill, Johnny Swinger, Sylvester
Turkai,
yep. Idol Stevens, Too Cold Scorpio, Bill DeMont, Ariel, Paul Heyman, Seth Skyfire, Angel Williams, Chrissy Vane, Chantel Taylor, Al Snow, wrestling contracts still working at OVW at the time, Jazz, Rodney Mack, Tony Mama Luke, Gangrel, Sonny Sky, Ryan Reeves, Jack Bull, Mike Taylor.
Ryan Reeves, Ryback?
Yep. 2007. Right. Mike Taylor, Tracy Taylor, Tony Saltantre, Thomas Ferrara, C.W. Anderson, Danny Basham, Doug Basham, and Chris Benoit, parentheses, suicide.
Man. yeah.
I don't know if we're quite there to the 2007 clear house, but it by how far this is going, we might reach that apex.
We might. You certainly hope against it. Hey, look, man, I came across this video, so I'm just going to try and play it. Okay. Can you let me know if for whatever reason this isn't coming through?
Absolutely.
Here we go. Oh, hey, no, it says that I'm... This is making for really good radio. I know it. Media. Well, unfortunately, I cannot play it.
Okay.
Because my phone is also being used by our recording software, so I can't play it at the same time. But this video looks really sad. Kayla Braxton, she posted a comment underneath this video and said, "You quickly went from being a coworker to one of my close friends. You are such a good person, one of the best, and I know things will end up working out for you even better than you could have imagined. So thankful to have gotten to work with you. I hope we get to do it again."
Oh no. So I just got another 35 seconds ago, I believe, speculating, because all these I say are speculating, because we know how reliable Twitter is, Maria Kanellis.
Maria Kanellis. Maria is gone. Wow. Wow. Yeah. This is...
Excuse me, Mike Kanellis. I'm sorry, it said M. Kanellis.
Oh no, man, this.
It just doesn't stop.
Aleister Black just tweeted two words about 15 minutes ago. It says, "Heavy heart."
Ain't that the and truth?
I think that's all of us, man. Let's see what else we have here. Going ahead, buddy.
I got nothing. I'm just looking at everybody right now, and it's just the list just keeps getting longer now. It's getting longer. It's getting scarier. I don't know. I mean, we could probably still continue to work on this on Wednesday or tomorrow, Thursday. Because I have a feeling that the bleeding is going to keep bleeding up until later on tonight.
Yeah.
I apologize for my screaming daughter in the background.
To be fair, I haven't really heard it, but
hey, wonderful. Because it sounds like she's a banshee.
Yeah, this is
How about this? We stop. We pick this back up maybe either tonight, and we can finish this, and we kind of collect our thoughts and see where else everything kind of takes us to.
Okay, yeah.
I think this is the best way. I mean, it's going to keep going, and every other minute, every 5-10 minutes, we're getting another release. So let's collect how many releases we got, and we will break them down and go through them and see what we can end up doing. And seeing if we can try to decipher the matrix known as WWE releases. For Kyle Cruz, this is just in time, and we will hopefully catch you out later tonight.
Later.